think everybody, you should have some way to achieve your highest, okay, performance. Does it work? Does it work for you? Make it or break it? I think it depends on which level you want to reach, isn't it? Just like when I was young, went through the exam, my attitude was, okay, I'm really happy if I just scrape through it. That's most my attitude. So I pass, I scrape through it. That's what I prepare myself. I just pass the exam. And then I say, whew. But that was my attitude. That was, look back, I did not really interest in those subjects anyway. So but I have to do it. And then my young boy attitude was, okay, if I just, pass, that would do. But I noticed somebody persistently, okay, number one, number two in the class, or in their classes, or in their chosen subject. I did not study about that. Now I do study about that. It is true, it's an attitude. But what attitude? Do you just want to pass it, or you want to excel in it? They are different attitudes. Make sense? And that determined, your inner making, okay? What do you want to do? But everybody's different. When I was young, I just want to scrape through it. And then when I'm getting older, because whether you like it or not, you perform all the time. And then I was very good in cooking. That was my profession. Not because I love it so much, okay? But it's one of those character things. I want to make it good. And eventually I have my own restaurant, and that means, it's entirely up to me what I'm going to produce, cooking especially. And then also in that profession, I compare myself with the other chef, I realize, okay, I'm not as good as they are. And then compare with myself, I always think, okay, they were very well trained, okay, from the childhood, whatever. So in my mind, I'm not as good as they are. Until I conscious about that, I said, no, I don't like that. I want to be the master chef. But when I want to become a master chef, change my attitude, not because instantly I become a master chef. But I will never be good if I copy them. I could only be good as a master chef, okay, creating my own cuisine and own style. Do you understand this attitude? It does not mean your peak performance it is as good as the others, they spend more time, whatever. But the attitude shift. So you can be good as you are, or potentially you will become. Life is always as a becoming process, or there will be no such thing as a human race evolution. I actually find the human potential is quite staggering. So that means, okay, you can be so good, but you can still be better. But I realize, okay, if I change my attitude, I'm as good as they are. So that means become a master chef, first in my mind. And then strange things happen in time, okay, your cuisine become, or your creation, cuisine is a creation, okay, your food is your creation. So you're creating is in your best you can, but it's your own style. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So when I was a young boy, I just want to pass the exam. So, that's all I did, not better than anything. Or your attitude is you want, okay, to excel yourself. That means you actually feel, look, I'm doing my best and reach my highest level, at this moment in time. Make sense? And then when you have this attitude, strange things happen. We call miracles happen. Not because you can perform your best you can, but then in time, okay, gradually you will achieving it. It's always the mind believing first, and then the body follow. So the body developed, okay, manifestation, by the way. And also working on it. Everything have to use the hand, including tennis and golf. Things. Human, what we have achieved, okay, what we, break all the records, the previous record, is all based on human's mind first. And then they perform through the human body. Just give you some idea about how you can reach your highest potential. But I notice, okay, every time I move my infinite Tai Chi, and so often, I reach another level. Providing, okay, I want to. Providing I want to. If I do not want to, I stay the same level again, again, again. And then I thought that is the highest level I could reach. But if there's a no ceiling momentarily, okay, you know, I'm good in doing this, and suddenly, okay, there's something more to coming in. Something more. Providing there's no ceiling. If there's a ceiling, you reach the higher potential. You cannot go further. The highest potential is always the level you have reached, and you have to maintain it. Your attitude is there is another level, okay, I can reach. Even I do not know what is it yet. The teacher is good, or the master chef or the other good, or the golfer the same. Somebody show you a little bit, and you said, my goodness, he can do this, but I can't. And then it stimulates you, okay, so I might able to do that too. Interesting, isn't it? I might able to do this, but not as good, not that demon. But then I can actually put myself, okay, you know, into another level. So that is an attitude. And this attitude, and if you like translate in this world, it's called successful attitude. I'm not talking about spirituality. I talk about the real fact down on earth. Successful people, do you know why they success? Because they are successful. Not because not what happening. A lot of people don't understand that. Do you know why people are rich? Because they are rich. Not because how much they possess. Do you know the difference? So how on earth, okay, the next question then coming in. How on earth? I cannot make you successful, trust me. How can you shift that attitude? Don't forget, not many people, they believe they are successful. Not because what I can buy, how much I can have, you know, what I can do in the future. It is a whole attitude as well as a belief, I am successful. Full stop. Regardless, okay, what happening. Do you understand? Most amazing hero or champion, they all fail sometime. Am I right? And then, of course, American style or Western style is they pick up and do it again. But the whole thing is that is the persistently believing in yourself. Some people stumble and fall. You know, of course, we sweat and then we're fearful, we're angry, we're impatient, we feel frustration, and then we tears as well. And then, okay, they push the dust away, okay, wipe that tear, okay, calm the anger and the hurt, they do it again. Until eventually they become that. Make sense? Later, when they fall again, okay, they not only pick up and wipe their tears, they just laugh about it. It's called becoming. Becoming. And that is a very good goal. Because whatever you do, you have no, okay, doubt, I am successful. Regardless what happened. That attitude, okay, is called contagious, you becoming it. You need to have that fire to start with. And I call it motivation. So what motivates you? Some people be motivated by I want to be comfortable, pleasurable. I don't want to lose my face. And then I perform, you know, as well as I can. And somebody, okay, they have fire in their belly. You heard about this face? Fire in their belly. They have to do something. And somebody have tremendous of dedication, devotion in their heart. Whatever that might be, I see they have motivation. And then, you know, to sum it up, it's called a burning desire to be excellent in whatever you do, whatever your endeavor in life. How about that? I think you need to have that first, depend on degree. That means your motivation, how much motivation you have. To excel yourself, to perfect yourself. Why do you do it? You ask me why? To start with, because I wanted to make enough money. I want to be successful in the society. So that was my motivation. As a spiritual awakening, my motivation shift and change. But those characteristics of the person is still count. Depend on what you want. Nothing wrong with that, okay? For me, it's a lifestyle. Somebody call it spiritual. I don't call that spiritual. I call it your preferred lifestyle. Do you understand? Just like you go to Mass and service every Sunday. Somebody don't. Those people go to Sunday the Mass, okay, for the rest of their life, not necessarily spiritual, though. It's a lifestyle. Somebody very spiritual don't go to the Mass. So understand about this as well, what lifestyle you're in. Interesting, isn't it? Until you need to have motivation. Why do you want to be perfect? Why do you want to be excellent? Why do you want to be beautiful? So, and depends on your motivation. Somebody do this because I want to be beautiful and then I want to prolong my life. You don't have to perform very hard to prolong your life. Just a little bit will do. But that is all you get. Your motivation depends on how much, okay, you put in. If it is for your health only, and then calm and balance, so I just do it slowly. But then you want, okay, become a teacher, okay, you have to learn the detail. And then you want to become a master, okay, this then, completely different. The same movement, completely different attitude. And then that also depends on your attitude as well as your belief system. That's what you get. Make sense? Very interesting. So, of course, it's a performing art. But then, you know, this performing art is an extension of your life. It shows your attitude as well. Don't worry about it, see. So everybody have different attitudes. And then they pursue it, okay, depend, okay, on their own personal motivation. Very depends on what you want. What's the standard you have to reach? My recommendation, if you want, star quality. Star quality, then, you know, is a go beyond, okay, you know, I accepting myself. Star quality, you have to step aside. The soul take over. So, and then I realize success, even down on earth, is not called coincidence. Somebody very spiritual, trust me, but I know they are not successful. Do you understand? Do not misunderstanding is so-called spiritual and success. They are completely different category. Spiritual may be very devotional, at peace, harmonious, don't touching the world, okay? Debating, you know, debating oneself, and then externally sometimes very humble and, you know, insignificant. Sometimes I call heavenly good, but no worldly use. It's very spiritual, nothing wrong with that. The dedication will enable people experience, okay, Christ's love or Buddhist light and so forth. But is that same person being successful down on earth? Not necessarily. The person may be very timid, very insignificant, never try anything. Do you understand the difference? Never try anything hard. Oh, it's too hard, okay? You know, properly speaking, no, I can't, okay? I'd rather, you know, do meditation. So, depend on what do you want. Make sense now? Set your goal. What do you want to become? Where are you now? But you have to decide first. How are you going to deal with your crisis the same? Depend on your resources, basically. We all learn from life. We are facing challenges, but you sometimes have to gather, okay, all the wisdom, the essence of our experiences, and the strength. Sometimes have to face our challenges. We know that there's no other way you can transcend challenges. You have to face head on. Momentarily, you can hide, but not all the time. You can't. You need courage. You need focus. You need get up and go. You need love. You need compassion. You need everything to dealing with your personal crisis. Trust me. You need all your resources. And it's nice to get all those resources before your crisis. And you cannot really support your friends and your loved one when you do not have resources. It's very practical. So infinite Tai Chi is life. So as I said, okay, it's beautiful, okay, when you're performing. But then, you know, some people perform, there's no power. And some party perform, okay, with strength and focus. And then when you forget about yourself, when you do this, okay, you know, 1,000 times, becomes so smooth. And then you can forget about the form. The focus is there. And also you can let go. And then your soul essence oozing out for you to witnessing it. Somebody seeking for comfort and pleasure. For me, they do not grow. For me, okay, you grow, comfort and pleasure is the side effect. They just come to you because you're just there. You rise above, okay, you know, the norm. And it's called becoming, isn't it? Becoming. And suddenly you are confidence. You are success. You are successful. It do not mean you don't stumble. You smile to your stumbling eventually. you're fearful and whatever. You do it again, you do it again. The attitude is, you know, I want to be successful. And then you already understand, okay, that the twofold, become successful and a great performance, inside, outside. And you cannot skip that, unfortunately. So you cannot just say, change your attitude and doing well. But in me, I always practice to shine or not to shine. You do your best. That's all you can do. Enable you to do your best, you have to have some consistent, okay? Consistency, that is, you know, every sport, everything, you know, whatever, they all practice without exception. They're repeating, okay, again, again, again. They become so comfortable in it, they improve on it. Everything without exception. So you need that performance. Just say, I accept myself is not enough. You still have to, you know, just keep doing it. You know, just continue doing it until you feel confident and no doubt about it. That's external. Even there's a fear, doubt inside, but your external form is so repeating so many times, you can override the doubt. I don't feel good. What's it got to do with it? You know what I mean? But your performance should override that. You should override that. Eventually, that's called professional. You know what is professional? You perform. Regardless. You just do it. Got an idea now? It's a constant motivation. Be the best while you're still on earth. It's nothing to do with push you, changing attitude. And then consistently doing it. And learn from the most successful people.